Well, with all this the stuff going on right now in the world, of course, we've got the coronavirus, recent protests that have turned into riots. There's insecurity about the economy. A lot of people may be having trouble falling asleep at night. And joining us on 93 WIBC to talk about that is Patrick Porter, an award-winning author and speaker who has devoted his career to neuroscience and brainwave entrainment. And as the founder of BrainTap Technologies, he has really emerged as a leader in the digital health and wellness field and studying sleep especially. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, John. It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, can you tell us what maybe are some of the overall health hazards that people can experience if they don't get enough sleep?
Well, the most obvious is research shows that if you don't get enough sleep, you actually function as if you've had two or three drinks. So if you can imagine just the danger of driving your automobile or doing things in around equipment, that's number one. But number two, these escalate into the most chronic diseases that we know about because it causes inflammation. In the medical field right now, especially neuroinflammation, the brain is an energy hog. It only takes up, you know, roughly about 2% of the body's weight and mass, but it uses 20% of the energy. And we need sleep to recharge that, to recharge our brain. If not, a lot of like brain stress happens at that point and can escalate into things like all the major diseases. But the main things people experience on a daily basis before those things happen are anxiety, stress, fear. All the negative emotions come around because the brain isn't functioning correctly and it doesn't know how to interpret what's happening.
And the next thing I wanted to ask you, too, is about the coronavirus and people, you know, definitely it's made them uneasy. And more people are reporting having stranger dreams than normal during this pandemic. Why do you think that is?
Well, our brain functions. It's a pattern recognizing organ. I mean, it loves patterns. It loves order. It loves, you know, things being in the right places, T's crossed, I's dotted. And we have just, we're coming through an area where, in psychology, we call this the infinite now, because we don't know when it's exactly going to end. What is this new normal? What are we really looking forward to? And the brain doesn't like uncertainty. So it's causing a lot of that, what I said earlier, a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anger. And this, what happens is, especially if somebody is watching the news, I think people should tune in and, you know what's going on. But if they watch it between 2 hours before going to sleep, it's going to create a subconscious trigger, which causes you, almost everyone has fallen asleep on the couch watching a military movie, and then they're in the movie, you know, in their dreams. You know, it was happening because the subconscious takes the last pieces of information and applies that. This is when the hippocampus takes our short-term memories and makes them long-term memory during sleep. So it's going to try to make sense out of your day. We really can't make sense out of this because we don't have any certainty about our future. This infinite now is, they actually say, when people are hostage situations or if they're imprisoned, when there's no future. So we need to start thinking more about our future. And luckily, we're going through these phases. And as long as people stay focused and do what's expected, we should hopefully arrive at some new now, you know, whatever that is.
What are you kind of seeing about the way Hoosiers and people who live in Indiana, how have they been impacted by maybe lack of sleep or things that have impacted the way they go to bed?
Well, the main thing is when you're, even if you're just a little bit more irritable, but you're now around the same people every day. I mean, we love our families, but sometimes we need a break even from our families. Because, you know, the little things that might not have bothered us so much because we only saw them occasionally, now the little things, so even though, you, as you said at the beginning, it's escalated to rioting in the streets, that tension is building up in the home. So we really need to focus on not, you know, doing something with our energy, you know, when you're inside and getting outside and just, you know, getting some sunshine. And I think the main thing is it's just the natural. It's natural to be, think of a caged tiger or something like that. I mean, if they're out in the wild, they'll lay down. They look almost docile. You could go up and pet them maybe. But if you put them in a cage, they're going to be pretty vicious. And that's what's happening right now.
Looking at some of the recent sleep numbers, I think these are as of 2019, kids under the age of high school in Indiana 43% of them reporting insufficient sleep, and those reporting 40% insufficient sleep are between the ages of 18 and 44. So it seems like insufficient sleep is impacting a lot of younger people in Indiana. Why do you think that is? It seems like older people are having an easier time going to bed, but those who are younger are having some trouble with that.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the screens. You know, there's most kids now, they appear to be attached to their phone and not separated from it. And when our, think about 100 years ago, the average person slept 12 hours. So in the 80s, it went to 8. In the 90s, it went to 7. Now the average person is sleeping 6 hours. That's half what we used to sleep. And when there's so much to do now. I mean, when I was growing up, there was 3 channels. You know, and they went off. You know, we get to watch the flag wave and the Star Spangled Banner play. You know, we don't see that anymore. There's no off in the lights in the house. That light is affecting everyone. And of course, when they take their phones into their bedroom and they start watching it, they can get into, we all have experienced what I call the island time experience. You get on the computer, you start watching YouTube videos or whatever. And pretty soon an hour's gone by and you wonder, oh, I just watched a bunch of silly cats doing different things. You know, and people are keeping up their social media presence. You know, it's a whole different reality for kids today than it was, you know, just even 20 years ago. I mean, my grandkids don't even know what a phone is. When I showed them a rotary phone because we were cleaning out our garage during all this time, they're like, what's that? You know, so we're in a technology world where it never shuts off. And when we pick up our phones and look at them, we activate a part of our region of our brain that is called beta. And that beta consciousness is reactionary. So we've now heightened our cortisol in our body. And let's say that we get a dopamine hit. People are addicted to their text messaging. You know, most people out there listening probably have sent a text and the person hasn't responded. And you start worrying, start fretting. But as soon as you get that text back, oh, you get a dopamine hit. And if you're the kind of person, they say the average person now looks at their phone over 150 times a day. So that's a lot, you know, and every time you do that, your expectations of some kind of result is there. If you get it, great, you get a dopamine response. If you don't, then you get a cortisol response. So we're playing this up and down game with our neurochemistry, and it's out of balance. My thing for kids at any age, and this is adults too, they need to put their phones down at least 2 hours before bed because the brain needs to know, hey, it's time to start making that melatonin. It's time to start making the sleep hormones. They're going to rest, rejuvenate, and rebuild our bodies. And if they're allowed to take, and they have TVs in their bedrooms and things like that, the bedroom is no longer a place for sleep. It's now a playroom, you know, and that's not good.
Well, you kind of already mentioned a couple of strategies to get better sleep. Dr. Patrick Porter, who is the founder of BrainTap Technologies, joining us. What are some of the other strategies that you think people can use to sleep better?
Well, there's a couple of easy ones. One is don't eat or drink 2 to 4 hours, depending upon your digestive system, because when you're laying there and you have a full stomach, you're not going to sleep really. Your eyes might be closed, but you're not sleeping. That needs to clear out of the stomach. So some people it can happen in 2 hours. That's a key one. And only water if possible before drink. If you're the type of person that caffeine affects you, anytime after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, stop all that caffeine. Don't watch emotionally charged movies. You know, watch something that's funny or light, or read something, listen to relaxing music. These are all things. Don't start, if you're an adult, don't start balancing your checkbook before bed or something like that, or doing your taxes or trying to figure out logistically. This should be a time where we're gearing down, go around the house, shutting off the lights. It's not just blue lights like we hear in the news. It's any light. And the lux from your bedside lamp, for some people, that means the light intensity, it could be enough to keep their body awake for another 2 to 3 hours. So as we start turning down those lights, darkening the rooms, start having, you know, everyone needs a ritual. Like, in it may seem funny, but even keeping your bedroom cool, your body has to drop in temperature to get you to sleep. So if you're hot, you're not going to get the deep sleep that you need. And the darker your bedroom is, the better. If you can keep your electronics out of your bedroom, that's even better. But at least 4 feet away, we've done studies where we've had the brain hooked up during sleep, and every time a notification, even though it was on silent, every time a notification came in to their phone, the brain woke up. And this is like having a new child in the home, and the mother is three doors down, but as soon as the child turns over and whines a little bit, she's awake, because that part of our brain, that reticular activating system, gets awoke. And then that's a burst of cortisol when we shouldn't have that during sleep. So if we can keep our electronics out of our bedroom, that's probably the best thing people can do today, because it's so changed the way our lives work.
He is founder of BrainTap Technologies, Dr. Patrick Porter. Patrick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your insights.
Okay, thank you very much.